الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Brothers and sisters here in this Masjid in Kano in KTH and also our brothers following us over the internet in America and other parts of the world, especially New York, Wisconsin, Texas, and other parts of the American nation and other places across the world. We hope we had a nice and befitting iftar. May Allah accept from all of us. Once again, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now we're going to take some questions before going on tafsir. Let's have the questions. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. All of us, I wish this for all of us, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khairan.
Can you describe to me how can I perform
the You need to come to school. Yeah. If you want to know how dry ablution is performed, come to school. Because in the school you will see a practical practice by the teacher to show you. But now briefly, if you want to do tayammum, tayammum is done for some reasons. Number one, because of the absence of water, or the availability of the water can be guaranteed, but using it there is difficulty. If you use the water, it's going to instigate your sicknesses, for example. Or the quantity of the water is too little that you need to drink it. If you use it, you're going to face thirst and other resort to tayammum. You face the face of the earth after it. Your hand should strike the face of the earth. Strike it. Okay? After striking, you just rub your hand like this. This is the first. Some are saying once is okay. Striking the hand, just, okay? Then rub your face, your hands down here. There is no move. But the second striking, to some scholars, is to be used. Some are saying no, it is only once. That is how tayammum is to be done. And tayammum can perform for you two obligatory prayers against the views of some who are saying tayammum can perform only one prayer. This is incorrect. Tayammum can act for you in place of ablution that is done. Alright? The same function of ablution also applies to dry ablution. Whatever that breaks ablution also breaks your tayammum. Hope this is clearly understood. Next question. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. All of us.
Can you briefly explain to us the account of Good Friday and Easter Monday for the purpose of enlightenment?
Good Friday, all Friday to us is good. Some tell you Black Friday. My Friday is not black. My Friday is illuminated and illuminated. But Good Friday is a day the Christians celebrate the death of Jesus Christ. They say that Jesus was killed, was crucified on a Friday for 3 days and he rose on a Monday. So Easter Monday. But to us as Muslims, the whole basis of the story crumbles. Fabrication, concoction, all right? Misleading. Because Allah says in chapter number 4, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوا وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ. They have neither killed him nor crucified him. So if you say you are celebrating his crucifixion, as a Muslim, you are going against the teaching of Quran and Sunnah in the custom. Oh yeah. Even in Christianity, Jesus was not crucified. He was not. I will tell you, even from the Bible, not from the Quran. The Quran is very clear. Read your Bible, the book of St. Matthew, chapter number 12, verses 38-940. Read it. You will see clearly written. Before that one, read the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 15 upwards. Paul says, if Christ has not risen, then our preaching is in vain. Your belief also in vain. Now, if Paul is talking like this, biblically, not Quranically, Jesus did not die on the cross. That is the basis of Good Friday. So the foundation is down. If the foundation is down, what about the top of the foundation? It also comes down. If the foundation cannot stand, tell me, what about things on the foundation? Read the book of St. Matthew, I'm repeating. My Christian friend, take your Bible. The book of St. Matthew, chapter 12, 38-940. It says, some parishes came to be kingdom of the Jewish nation. They came to Jesus asking about what? Signs and wonders. He said, look at you, adulterous nation, seeketh ye after signs? In the Bible, he says, no sign shall be given to you but the sign of prophet Jonah. He says, for as Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man. Now, Ahmad Didat of the Blessed Memory wrote a booklet. The name of the book is, What Was the Sign of Jonah? Jesus was talking. The sign of Jonah, who is Jonah? Prophet Yunus. His sign shall be my sign. Now, what happened to Jonah, Prophet Yunus? Prophet Yunus was sent to Nineveh. You know Nineveh? Nineveh or Nineveh. Nineveh belonged to the old world of the Mesopotamian nation around Iraq. He preached to the people, they refused to answer, so he left the community. He entered a boat. The boat capsized. The boat could not take him because somebody who rebelled against Allah was on board. So they cast lot. The Lord appeared against Jonah. He had to be thrown overboard. When he was thrown, the fish, the whale, gobbled him. إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْهُونِ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُثَلِ فَالْتَقَ مَوْجُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ. So the fish gobbled and swallowed him. Now, the question now comes. Somebody should be swallowed by a big fish. What is your expectation? To live or to die? I'm asking you. If he died, oh, that is natural. If he didn't, it's mu'jiza. He had a narrow escape. So Jesus told them, just as Jonah narrowly escaped death, that is going to my sign. In the Bible, no sign will be given to you but the sign of Prophet Jonah. Now you have to find out what was the sign of Prophet Jonah. He was swallowed in the belly of the whale for 3 days. He should have died. He didn't die. Just as he didn't die, you too will attempt to kill me. Jesus said, I will not die. Just as Jonah didn't die, too, I will not die. So from this biblical connection, if you analyze it, Jesus didn't die on the cross. Biblically speaking. Already Quran told you, they never killed him. But now, they go beyond even what should be end the story. Paul changed the teaching. Polluted the church of Jesus Christ. He introduced new things entirely to his teaching. And the Christians are just following blindly, without looking at the critical content of the Bible, nitty-gritty. Read your book of Matthew, I'm repeating, chapter 12, verses 38, 9, and 40. If you read it analytically, wholeheartedly, academically, you will be able to know Jesus was not killed. He tried. That's what the Quran says. Now, Good Friday has no basis. Because the celebration was based on his killing. It was not. Let alone resurrected. In the Quran, he was raised unto Allah. So if any Muslim participates or does it, he is committing sin and sinful act. Just watch them doing their own, just as we do our all the watch. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. To you belongs your religion, and to me belongs mine. We shall stand before Allah one day, you will see the truth. Yeah. This is my answer on this. Wallahu alam. Any question? Is that okay? Okay, let's take the special.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير
نعم
ثاني عطفه ليذل عن سبيل الله له في الدنيا خزي ونذيقه يوم القيامة عذاب الحريق
ذلك بما قدمت
يداك وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد.
Going to be translated, but before then let me draw our attention to one important thing concerning the etiquette of participating in the session of Tafsir. Those of you facing me here and our brothers watching over the internet, try to have your Quran as the Qari is reading, you are looking as well. You are going to wallahi gather a lot of rewards, because if your eye look at Quran, it makes you spiritually on the high side. It fetches for you incalculable reward. So as you watch us over there, over the internet, get your Quran, look at it, turn the pages. This is Ramadan. Opportunities are incalculable. You too here, get your Quran. It's very important. Alright? Now, here Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. Amongst the people, there is he who argues about Allah without knowledge or guidance or any enlightening scripture. And it tells you, you can come across somebody who talks about Allah ignorantly. He doesn't know who is Allah. Those are not the books. And today we are living in this kind of society. You get somebody who is naked of Quran and Sunnah, but he wants to arrogate himself the knowledge of Quran. And he is arguing, yeah, Sheikh, this is not your field, this is science, but it is his field to talk about Quran. Miskin min al-masakin. He can't read Fatiha properly. But you can talk on Quran, and Allah has said, I have seen on the internet. Is that your field? The scholar, the imam, accomplished scholar, can speak on your field. Because Quran contains everything. You don't know exegesis. You don't know analogical deduction, and you're saying, "Iman, it's not your field." And is it your field, Quran? You didn't go to school. So Allah says, amongst people today, there are some stark ignorant, talking about Allah without knowledge. They're just talking out of their fertile human thinking, which has meandered from the right way. So be careful to be among such people. You just do it without knowledge, wala kitab munir, without any enlightening book. No Quran, no Sunnatic narrative, just talking from the blues. How can it be possible? Islam is about knowledge. If you say Allah, people ask you, who is Allah? If you say Ar-Rahman, who is Ar-Rahman? What does it mean? If you say Prophet Muhammad, who is he? Quran, what is Quran? You are bereft of all this, and you want to be smart. No smartness here. Without knowledge, you're in trouble. They say, "Man takallama fi ghayri fannihi ata bil ajaib." They also say, "Man tafaddara qabla awanihi faqad tafadda li hawanihi." Man tafaddara, who wants to talk, qabla awanihi, before his time, after knowledge, faqad tafadda li hawanihi, he is prepared to go down in ignominy. May Allah preserve all of us.
Amen.
Thaniya iqeed, yudilla an sabilillah. Such a man turning aside in contempt. He is contempting. He is denying the book of Allah. Liyudilla an sabilillah, in order to lead other people away from the path of Allah. Lahu fi dunya khizyun. In this life, he will have a taste of ignominy and humiliation. Okay? And then, وَنُذِيقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. On the day of resurrection, we shall make him taste the punishment of the blazing fire or burning. ذَلِكَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاكَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْأَبِيدِ. This is because of what your hand has put forward. Allah is not unjust in the least. In the least. Because ظلام لا مفهوم له. Because ظلام صيغة المبالغة. إذا قلت ليس بظلام, okay, ظلام كثير الظلم. هل يفعل صغير الظلم؟ لا. So ظلام لا مفهوم له. Allah does not do injustice in the least, in the minorities of a system. Allah Ta'ala حرموا ظلم على نفسه وجعله محرما على عباده فقالوا فلا تظالم. So what somebody does is what is going to earn for him the result consequentially and subsequentially. Next ayah.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. Amongst the people, there are some who worship Allah on the edge. Edge, E-D-G-E. Harf, on the side. They are just waiting. If the enjoyment become difficult, they run away. Imagine, what kind of a believer are you? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنَا صَبْ حَرْفٍ. If there is some goodness, اِطْمَأَنَّ بِي. But if fitna comes against انْقَلَبَ عَلَى أَقْبَيْهِ, he turns away عَلَى وَجْهِهِ, on his face. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, this has lost the whole, this life and the next life. ذلك هو الخسران المبين. Certainly, that is the obvious loss. The ayah simply tells us there are some people who don't have yaqeen. They are there if doing da'wah, working for Islam, fetches for them benefit, you will see them there. If they're difficult, they turn away. So Allah says, this one has lost this land hereafter. That is obvious loss. And you see some of them, somebody will be working in a government place after retiring. When he was in the office, he did nothing for Islam. Nothing. By the time he becomes a pensioner, he creates fitna in the masjid. They are committee members. Stuck ignorant people. We can't read Fatiha properly, but we are in committee. I mean, some can behave like this. Don't be like that. When there is difficulty and nobody's there, they can't teach, they can't propagate the deen, they are looking where is the benefit they come. Otherwise they foment trouble. May Allah preserve the Muslim Ummah from becoming like this kind of people. But he talks about those without iman. Somebody with iman cannot behave please in this kind of manner. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. Subsequent ayah.
يدعو من دون الله ما لا يضره وما لا ينفعه ذلك هو الضلال البعيد.
This kind of people that we have had, their characters, they worship Allah, Allah harf on the east, if there's goodness, they come, give in the doorway. Such people, Allah says, يَدْعُوا مِنْ دُونَ مَا دُوَ لَا يَنْفَعُوا. They invoke, instead of Allah, something that will not harm him, nor benefit him. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. Definitely, this is the straying far away. They have strayed at dalal, going away from the right way. Next ayah.
يَدْعُوا لَمَنْ ضَرُّهُ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِ لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرُ.
يَدْعُوا لَمَنْ ضَرُّهُ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِ لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرُ. This is ayah number 13. In this chapter number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, chapter the pilgrimage, Yad'u still is telling you about the first one, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, amongst the people. The Quran gives the characteristics, okay? Amongst that, يَدْعُوا لَمَنْ ضَرُّهُ وَكَمِنْ نَفْعِهِ. He calls, he invokes something that it's his harm is closer than his benefit. لَبِئِسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئِسَ الْأَشِيرُ. What a miserable master such a man is. What a miserable companion. Because by the time you just call somebody that can neither benefit you, nor harm you, لَبِئِسَ الْمَوْلَى. So miserable is the leader. So miserable is the companion. Because those people calling prophets, or the saint, or Jesus, or jinn, or shuyukh, what can they do for them? Somebody is in the grave, and you're going around the grave, you claim he's a wali of Allah. He can give you birth, he can give you riches. Where is your, where is your iman? Where is it? So if you call somebody than Allah, Allah says, لَبِئِسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئِسَ الْأَشِيرُ. Oh, how miserable is the companion and the friend and the helper. Because he can neither help himself, let alone help someone else. Next and subsequent ayah.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار إن الله يفعل ما يريد.
Allah the Almighty grants admission to those who believe and act righteously into the gardens of the paradise, beneath which rivers flow. Allah does what He desires and wishes. Next ayah.
من كان يظن أن لن ينصره الله في الدنيا والآخرة فليمدد بسبب إلى السماء ثم ليقطع فلينظر هل يذهبن كيده ما يغيب.
This is verse number 15 in this chapter, Al-Anbiya chapter number 22. من كان يظن أن لن يصل في الآخرة. Whoever that thinks Allah will not help the Prophet Muhammad. Dunya in this life and akhirah in the next one. Okay, there is a challenge. فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Look at it, it's a challenge. Let this one turn to heaven. فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبٍ, so like a rope. إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, the heaven. ثُمَّ الْيَقْطَعَ فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ يُذِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيرُ. Let him cut off that very rope and see if his cunning will disintegrate what enrages him. What is the message here? If somebody is worried about what Allah has given Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he feels the revelation comes from the heaven, let him get away. Let him go to the heaven with the rope or any mechanism in the scientific world to go and meet Allah and say, oh Allah, stop sending the message. Let me cut it down to see if his plan can do away with what makes him infuriated. Is that clear? Is that possible? Possible is impossible, impossibility. Permanently, ceaselessly. It's a challenge. Okay? Next ayah. Well, that is why, sorry, they are saying, he who spits at the sky, that is his face. Who can spit at the sky? Wazir Masmani Ataki Khatum. Try if you can. So they are saying, whoever that spits at the sky, that is only his face. Just like this. If you can stop what Allah gave the Prophet, Allah said, okay, this boy, take your robe, go to the heaven, cut it off, and look if your plan can do away with what worries you. If you cannot do it, submit. Aslim, taslam. Next ayah.
وكذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات وأن الله يهدي من يريد.
وكذلك أنزلناه آيات بينات. الآية does. وكذلك does. T-H-U-S. Does. Or in this way. Or like this. It's semantical choice if you like it, okay? وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. In this way, we reveal the Quran, آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. Verses very clarifying, clear. And وَأَنَّ لَمَنْ يُرِيدُ. Allah guides whom He wishes. اللهم اجعلنا ممن تريد هدايته. نعم.
إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة إن الله على كل شيء شهيد.
إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا. To the end of the ayah. Certainly those who believe. You can count how many people are mentioned. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى وَالْمَجُوسَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. How many? When Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. Allah Akbar. Those who believe, اللهم اجعلنا منهم.
آمين.
وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا and those who are Jewish. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Number two, who claim to follow Moses, who have the book of Torah given, but they have changed it to Talmud and Mishnah and Gemara. Okay. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئِينَ and the Sabians. What are the Sabians? They were a people who are between Judaism and Christianity. الصابئين والنصارى and the Christians who claim to follow Jesus Christ. Alright? They got the name Christian referred to Christ. That's why I told you only Islam that does not take Islam from anybody. There's a whole monotheistic belief in Allah. والنصارى, that is why it is wrong to call نصارى المسيحيون. It's wrong. Here even ulama claim المسيحيون. It's wrong. There is nowhere in the Quran, Quranically and Sunnatically, nowhere in our textual references, nowhere نصارى are called المسيحيون. In the Quran, it is a name they concocted later to give a kind of good face. But their name is An-Nasara. We maintain that name. Okay? Wal-Majusa and the Majus. Who are the Majus? The Zoroastrians. Or the Magians. Majus are those who worship fire. That is Zoroastrianism. Today, if you go to Baku in Azerbaijan, there is a sign of the Zoroasters. They worship fire. Originally, they took from Persia, from Iran, before Islam went there. Okay? They worship fire. They have it. So Allah says, وَالْمَجُوسِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. أَشْرَكُوا, the polytheist. Who are the polytheists? The opposite of monotheist. What is monotheism? Tawheed. Polytheism? Shirk. Pantheism, everything is God. That is pantheism. Subhanallah. So Allah mentions them all. Those who believe and raise, then Allah says what? Inna Allah yafsilu baynahum yawm al-qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Allah will give judgment on them on qiyamah. Allah will give distinctive judgment. You worship somebody, you are a Magian, you worship sun, you worship me, Allah says, okay, here, only those with Iman will go to the paradise. The rest will be condemned. So if that is the case, don't worry. Your own is to preach. Don't fight. What do you fight? Allah says, I'm going to judge one day. So what do you fight? Like Rafidi, no compulsion. But I can only compel my son, my students, my wife. These I have right to compel them. Working with Nigerian people, the world people, your own is to preach, explain through hikmah, good preaching, understanding, accommodation, accessibility, not through dogmatism, but judgment is in the hand of Allah the Almighty. Clear? Because Allah says, Inna Allah sun kamal, yafsilu, He will distinctively judge. Not here. Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of standing, the day of reckoning, the day of decisive decision. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Allah is witness to all things. So whatever you do, in the secret or in the open, Allah is shaheed. So if you call your son Abdul Shaheed, is that correct? Is Allah shaheed? Is Allah shaheed? I'm asking you. Can I name my son Abdul Shaheed? Can I name my daughter Amatu Shaheed? Why are you silent? Abdul Salam, can I hear you over there? Can you name your daughter in New York, for example, Amatu Shaheed? You say no. Why? The question is, according to chapter number 22, verse number 17, Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Allah is shaheed. He's witness to everything. So Allah calls himself shaheed. He calls himself shaheed. Okay, it is different. So can I name my son Abdul Shaheed? My daughter Amatu Shaheed? Do you get it? You say, I think it's yes. Abdul Salam, the categorical. Okay, yes, I take it. Dr. Musa from Wisconsin, Milwaukee, can you hear me? Okay, Dr. Musa, can I name my son Abdul Shaheed, my daughter Amatu Shaheed, because Allah says he is Shaheed on everything? Oh, beautiful. That's good. So Musa is adding something important. He says it's the same as Abdul Salam, Abdul Karim. Okay, for example, what about Abdul Rashid? Abdul Salam, can you name your son Abdul Rashid? You say yes. Reason. Hatu Bahanakum. Reason. Okay, so you say because Ar-Rashid is one of the names of Allah. Where did you get that one? Where did you get it? Allah, no. In Quran, Allah didn't call himself Ar-Rashid. Nowhere. So Ar-Rashid is not one of Allah's names. The word Ar-Rashid occurs in only three places in chapter number 11, Surah Hud. In any of these places, it's not Allah's name. Alayhi minkum Abdul Rashid, Prophet Lut, was asking his people, oh, amongst you, nobody is guided. You see, somebody guided, somebody guides him. So who guides Allah? That is number one. Innaka la antal halim al-rashid. They were talking to Prophet Shu'aib sarcastically. Oh, Shu'aib, you are guided. And who guides Allah? The first place, وَمَا أَمْرُ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالرَّشِيدِ. Call in Surah Hud. The affairs of Pharaoh is not guided. So I am saying Rashid is not one of Allah's names, even though we have it. Allahu Ar-Rahmanu Ar-Rahim. Rashid is there. But the writer is anonymous. Nobody knows him. It is through his ijtihad. So it's rejected. You see, Before you call Allah's name, let it be Allah Himself calling Himself. Allah says, for example, in chapter number 57, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. So I can call my son Abdul Awwal. Correct? It says, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ Abdul Akhir, الظاهر, the evident, الباطن, the hidden. Or if the Prophet qualifies Allah with this name. Read the book written by Al-Shaykh Ibn Uthaymin Al-Qawaid Al-Musla Fi Asma'illah Wa Sifati Al-Ulya. He makes everything clear. We have a lot of difficulty today. Somebody answers Abdul Jalal. It's not Allah's name. Even Jalil, it doesn't cause Jalil. I know you can say Rashid is Fa'il, Rahim Fa'il, the major. Yeah, but Allah didn't call him that. But Shaheed, yeah. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in Shaheed. So to that extent, we can make progress. Jazakum Allah khaira. Next ayah.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَن فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُّ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وكثير حق عليه العذاب.
نعم.
ومن يهن الله فما له من مكرم إن الله يفعل ما يشاء.
This is prayer number 18 where you do sujood in chapter 22. It's makan lis-sujood, the second place at the inner part of the surah, the closing part of it. The scholars have given jurisdictional fatwa that if you do it in one place, it suffices on behalf of the second place. Clear? Allah says, "Alam tara," oh, haven't you seen? Look at it critically. "Alam tara," haven't you seen? "Anna Allah," that Allah, the content of the heaven and earth, they bow down for Allah. That is number one. وَالشَّمْسُ even the sun bows to Allah. لا إله إلا الله. وَالْقَمَرُ the moon bows, sujood, to Allah. وَالنُّجُومُ the stars. The stars too bow to Allah the Almighty. وَالْجِبَالُ and the rocks and mountains bow before Allah. وَالشَّجَرُ and trees. وَالْدَوَابُ and animals. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. But look at the difference. Concerning animals, Allah didn't say وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الدَّوَابِ. All of them. Only man is megiramankai. Yeah. Only man is arrogant, intransigent, hydra-headed, spawn-headed. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. But the rays, the worship of Allah, even your cup of water has to be for Allah the Almighty. But وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ meaning there are كَثِيرٌ غَيْرُ سَاجِدِينَ. Because وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Man is argumentative. He wouldn't believe. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. نشكر الله أننا من الكثيرين أليس كذلك؟ We thank Allah the Almighty, we are amongst the كثير. وكثير من الناس and a lot of people. وكثير حق عليه العذاب. Imagine. And a lot of them, Allah's punishment becomes a reality upon them. Incumbent. ومن يهين الله, whoever Allah يهين, humiliate. Humiliate. وَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرٍ. Nobody is going to honor him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does whatever he wills. Look, if you look at this ayah critically, you wonder. Wallahi al-Azim, all animals bow down to Allah. Even the snake, even the cricket, even the scorpion. Some you don't even perceive them. So if people don't worship Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Okay? But amongst humans there are those who say, we are gods ourselves. They Allah themselves. So he says, وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْأَذَابِ. And a lot of them, they are deserving of Allah's punishment because they have been humiliated. Allah's humiliation wouldn't get you any honoring apart from Him. Allah does what He wills. Next ayah, if we have time. Now.
هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحميم يسهر به ما في بطونهم والجلود ولهم مقامع من حديد.
Allah, the Almighty, says in this chapter number 19, هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم. Here are two feuding adversaries, you know, feuding or arguing concerning their Lord. What does that mean? هذان خصمان اختصموا. He didn't say هذان خصمان اختصما. If you go to Arabic grammar, خصمان مثنى ولا جمع؟ مثنى. What is مثنى in English? مثنى means duality. مفرد single, مثنى dual, جمع plural. Now, one day, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, one of the king of Banu Umayyah, ibn Marwan. I think Imam Shabi went to him. Abdul Malik was a poet, a good Arabic guru in speaking Arabic, kind of adib. So, when he entered, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, رجلان جاءوا. يا شيخ هذا خطأ. كيف تقول جاءوا؟ رجلان جاءوا. هذا خطأ. هذا لحن في العربية. يا أمير المؤمنين لم تقرأ قوله تعالى هذان خصمان اختصموا. يا سلام. فهم الشيخ وجه إلى الأمير. So if it tells you plural and it comes from two. رجلان جاءوا بدليل قوله تعالى هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم. But the essence, you look at the content, it talks about the group, the groups of the believers, the groups of the kafirun. That's the reason there. So he says اختصموا. If you're talking about the group, that is there only two, Musa and here, you don't say اختصموا. You look at the groups. Because we're talking about the believers, they say Allah is our creator. The unbelievers are denying Allah. Say, look at two people arguing concerning me. One group belongs to me, the other one to Satan. So, because we look at the content of, because there are a lot of people there. I hope it is clear. I think they're only Zaid and Bakr. You cannot say اختصموا, but اختصما. Alright? Naam. هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم ليس ابن في ربهما. These are two contending adversaries arguing concerning their Lord. فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار. As for those who disbelieve, garments of the hellfire will be tailored for them. Garments of the hellfire will be made for them. يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحميم and scalding water. You see, water is scalding, is extremely hot. Scalding, S-C-A-L-D. You see, it's scalding more than heated. So scalding water will be poured over their head. Not only that, يصهر به ما في بطونهم والجلود وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِئُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The content of their insight will be melted. The content of their insight and the steam will be eroded on account of this cotton water. Not only that, وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِئُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ, they will have messes. You see, مَقَامِئُ جَمْ مَقْمَعَ. Al-Maqma'a is the maze, an iron maze, Guduma, according to Hassaman, iron maze will make for them to be beaten them in hellfire because of their disbelief, their intransigence, their waywardness, their profligation, their satanism, and their irresponsibility against the words of Allah the Almighty. Let's take the last ayah. كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم أعيدوا فيها. Take it.
كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم أعيدوا فيها وذوقوا عذاب الحريق.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم أعيدوا فيها وذوقوا عذاب الحريق. Kullama, whenever they wish to go out of the fire, u'idu fiha, they will be forcibly turned back into it. They want to come min ghammin, from gham. What is gham? From the gloomy life. Gham, gloomy life. Okay? It makes them permanently unhappy. They'll be taken back. Wadhuqu, they will be told, go and test. Test from the suffering of the burning fire. Allahumma na'udhu bika min an-nar.
Ameen.
La ilaha illallah. Na'udhu billahi rabbil alamin. Brothers and sisters, we draw cotton at this session. We're going to make a continuation tomorrow. Ayatul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. Remain blessed. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.